Friends, it was a scary night last night in Israel. I want to make four brief points. Firstly, thank God nobody was killed. There was one young girl who was injured by falling shrapnel. But all in all, there were over 300 missiles fired at Israel. And the anti-missile technology was a phenomenal success. Something like 99% of all of the missiles fired at Israel were intercepted. And this did a lot to restore the confidence in the IDF that was shattered as a result of October 7th. The second point I want to mention is that we should welcome the support of the allies. While, of course, the Israelis took down many of those missiles, so did Israel's allies. The United States, first and foremost, the United Kingdom, France, and even the moderate Arab states took part in one way or another, the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, the Jordanians. Many of the intercepts occurred outside of Israel's border, and some of them on Jordanian territory. Big wars often create big geopolitical opportunities. And let's hope that in the aftermath of this Iranian attack, the Western mind will be more focused. Because at the end of the day, as I mentioned in my sermon on Friday night, which I'm attaching here and was delivered before the Iranian attack, at the end of the day, this all goes back to Iran. Hamas is an Iranian proxy. Hezbollah is an Iranian proxy. The West has a direct existential interest in thwarting and preventing the Iranians. Just imagine if the Iranians had nuclear weapons, what the world would look like today. The third point I want to mention is that Israeli society is just simply remarkable. Most of the country is back to normal today. The cafes are full. The restaurants are full. My family is in Israel, and we have a wedding this evening. The weather is beautiful. The level of resilience, the creativity, and the inspiration that comes from Israel is just a remarkable thing to behold. I want to reiterate again, our synagogue and American Jewry support Israel unconditionally, not uncritically. There never was such a Jew who is an uncritical Jew, but we support Israel unconditionally. And the final point I want to make is we're a week before Passover. I want to wish all of you a joyous festival. Do not take freedom for granted. Do not take Jewish self-determination for granted. We were praying for these days for 2,000 years. Say a prayer for Israel at your Seder. Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And may all who pray for such peace be comforted.